play.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Tattoos and touchdowns. They love the game. I'm perturbed. Lyle Alzado, Matusak, and Ham, and Lambert.
Tell- just throw off the fence. Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, John Elway, you know, Jim Kelly.
It's football. Just give me my chance to, like, put a big leather helmet on like Al Bundy.
You are listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on warlikeradio.com.
Tattoos and Touchdowns, MoreLikeRadio.com. It's not FM, it's not XM, it's More Like Radio. Happy week three to everybody. It's your boy Espo. With me as always, Will Sweeney.
What's going on?
And super producer Joe C.
That's me.
No, the Green Bay Packers number one fan.
Apparently. I hate those guys.
So we're a little slapdash this morning, a little bit of a schedule, a time constraint for myself. Week two was interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
Apparently, we had the eyebrow bowl between the Cap and Russell Wilson, which you had posted on the Facebook page that it was. You think it was a publicity stunt, anyway?
I don't think it was a publicity stunt. I think it was staged. You know, because the day after the game, all of a sudden, EA's won in the game where Kaepernick shaved his eyebrow,
right?
And it didn't look like it was done immediately after the game. You know, they were still wearing the same type of clothing they were wearing in all the ads leading up to the game. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, these guys were not, it's not like, they didn't look sweaty. They didn't look like they just came out of a game. It looked like it was done beforehand, which is fine. You know, listen, as far as I'm concerned, that just means that they both had done it at one point so they could run the ad properly. You know?
Right.
So I give them both a little bit of credit, but that is what it is. What is going on here?
Well, regardless, we had a good week. We started with the last Thursday night's game, which was...
Last Thursday night's game was the Jets and Patriots. This Thursday was different.
Right. So we had the Jets and Patriots game, which we talked about last week on the show, leading up to the Sunday afternoon games. First game on the docket was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys.
It certainly was, and that was a nail biter too.
Yeah, that was 17-16 Chiefs, and kudos to Will for picking the Kansas City Chiefs last week in our Pros versus Joe segment.
There's just something about the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, and I had put on the Facebook page that you thought they were going to go 4-12 this season, roughly 6-10, 4-12.
Initially, in my preseason analysis,
right, anal cysts. I had them at 8-8. Lo and behold, they were already 3-0. Andy Reid has that team drinking the Kool Aid, and it's not just the fact that he looks like the Kool Aid man, decked out.
Oh yeah,
all red, man. That's such a bad color for him.
Yeah,
like a good color for him,
especially him being a ginger and everything. It's
yeah, a good color for him is lap band.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, fatty. They look good. Charles is running the ball well. The defense itself is fine with Tamba Hali and Derek Johnson and Eric Berry's healthy finally. The team itself looks fantastic. They're not going to compete with Denver right now, I don't say. I think Denver's still kind of like the big brother holding the guy by the head and saying, nah, you can't hit me.
Yeah, I'm still thinking Denver's the class of the NFL, not just the AFC.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that, definitely.
But, I mean, you're talking about Jamaal Charles, 16 carries, 55 yards. Alex Smith had more rushing yards than him, and Alex Smith rushed 8 times for 57 yards.
Yeah, Alex Smith is deceivingly fast, though.
He's
smart out of the pocket, and rightfully so, because the teams he played for in San Francisco, they just couldn't block for him.
No.
So.
No. But let's go into the passing stats. Tony Romo, 30 of 42 for 298 yards, a TD, no interceptions, sacked three times. Alex Smith, 21 of 36, 223 yards, two TDs, no INTs, and he took four sacks. So that's, I mean, he's getting a little bit of abuse then. You know, you got to wonder if this continues, are they going to be able to keep up on the pace they're on now? Obviously, I don't think they're going to go undefeated.
No.
But are the wins going to outweigh the losses if Alex Smith keeps taking hits like that?
No.
Okay.
Short answer, no. Long answer, the reason why no is because during the course of a season, and we've already seen it with Philly, and we'll get to the Philly game from last week in a minute, a quarterback is going to break down. And if a quarterback can't stay upright and his offensive line can't protect him, it's going to be a short season.
Absolutely.
For the quarterback, if not for the entire team.
Right. Right. Now let's go to the rushing stats for the Cowboys. DeMarco Murray, big day. Big day.
Yeah.
12 rushes for 25 yards.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. I'm so happy I drafted him.
Yeah.
So happy. What a waste.
Everything else was pretty pedestrian. I mean, not even pedestrian, just completely subpar. Going to the receiving game, Dez Bryant. 9 grabs, 141 yards, and a touchdown.
Dez Bryant was beefy last week. Like, there's no other words for it.
He's banged up now, too, though.
He's dinged up. He may not play this week. He looked very sluggish in practice. I'm looking at something where maybe he gets, if he plays, he's going to get 7 catches this week, around 70 yards.
Well, he had 9 grabs for 141 last week. So, I mean, he could still produce the yardage. It's a matter of... Because he's banged up, is he going to?
Yeah. This week, Romo's got to take the onus away from him and spread the ball around. He's got to make DeMarco Murray more of a threat out of the backfield catching the ball. He's got to use Philip Tanner a little bit more. He's got to use Witten and Austin more, which he's not doing. I mean, Witten had a decent game, I think, last week, if you could take a look at those stats really
fast. Jason Witten, 3 grabs for 12 yards.
Then he was terrible. No. Okay, he had a good game against the Giants.
Right. He always does.
Yeah, Jason Witten's a gamer. Go Vols. It's not the Dez Bryant show. When another 88 was on that team in Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman didn't just give him the ball. He had Novacek and Darryl Johnson and Emmitt Smith and Alvin Harper. He had a squad around him.
Yeah, but Romo has Miles Austin to throw to also.
That's what I'm trying to say. You have guys to throw the ball to. Stop just throwing it to Dez Bryant.
Yeah, he's got to spread it out.
There were plenty of games where Michael Irvin only caught 4 or 5 passes for 25 yards.
Right.
Because he was that possession guy because he knew Alvin Harper was his deep threat.
Right.
And Novacek and Witten are very comparable down the line with each other. The running game obviously was a lot better in the Aikman days, but listen, it is what it is. And if you're going to be successful and you want to save Jason Garrett's job, you need to start spreading that ball around.
Absolutely. Going into the receiving stats for the Chiefs, because really, I mean, DeMarco Murray had 5 grabs for 49 yards, and then everybody else was 20 or less.
Right, and there it is. DeMarco Murray needs more touches out of the backfield.
Jamal Charles, 8 grabs for 48 yards and a touchdown. Dwayne Bowe, 4 grabs, 56 yards and a touchdown. And everything else was pretty pedestrian at best. So, moving along, Bears-Vikings, another nail-biter. Bears edged out the Vikings 31-30.
Yeah. That game was a lot closer than I thought it would be. Minnesota is hard luck losers the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Tough game against Detroit. Listen, AP still got 100 yards rushing. Ponder looked decent with 227 yards and a touch. Greg Jennings was their big receiver at 84 yards, no touchdowns. The Bears now squeak by with 2 close wins. Parity in the league.
And the Vikings lose 2 close ones.
Exactly. That's the parity in the league. You have close games that can go either way, that right now both teams could be 1-1. I mean, the Vikings were a couple of plays away from winning that game.
Yeah.
That Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler combination, though, is lethal. And it was lethal last year. Cutler, 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, one of which went to Brandon Marshall, who had 113 yards receiving, and Matt Forte had 88 yards rushing. So.
Right.
Forte's doing his job. The offense is clicking. The defense is a little suspect, and it's surprising to me because of the guys like Charles Peanut Tillman and Lance Briggs and Julius Peppers. But
they lost a little something when they lost Urlacher, though.
Exactly. That was my next point. Urlacher was the glue that held them all together. And now that he's not there, you could see there are people trying to step up, to be that guy, but no one is that guy yet.
Right. Moving along, Bills over the Panthers, 24-23. A lot of close games so far this past week.
Yeah, and for people that were playing the spreads last week, it was a good week for underdogs, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But against the spread, the underdogs last week were something like 11-5 or something along those lines. Like it was a good week for underdogs. The Bills with a last-second touchdown, which was E.J. Manuel to Stevie Johnson. E.J. Manuel looks great.
That's going to be a potentially lethal combination, too.
100%. E.J. Manuel, 296 yards and a touch. Stevie Johnson, 111 yards in that key touchdown. C.J. Spiller, another great week. Par for the course for him, 103 yards. C.J. Spiller is this weird guy because he's supposed to be good. Everybody hypes him up, but he kind of gets lost because of where he is.
Right.
And they had Freddie Jackson. They have Freddie Jackson. Bitch got out of the car looking more like Freddie Jackson. Love that one. It's a good offensive unit. I just want to see the defense band together a little more, and I can't. There's no litmus test holding the Panthers to 23 points. Like that's nothing for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Cam Newton, 21 completions, 229 yards, 2 TDs and a pick. Panthers, D'Angelo Williams, 22 rushes for 85 yards. Going to the receiving stats, Stevie Johnson for the Bills, 111 yards and a touchdown. Greg Olsen was the big receiver for Carolina with 7 grabs for 84 yards on a touchdown. Ted Ginn was next with 3 grabs for 62 yards on a touchdown. Panthers really not looking good.
No.
They're really not at all.
The days of Ron Rivera are numbered at best.
Do you think he makes it through the season?
Yes, he'll make it through the season. It's very rare for a coach in the NFL to be gone midway through the year. Especially if they win a couple games, it's hard to be a team in turmoil like that.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is, and we're going to get to the Browns this week, wow.
That's actually the next game we're going to get into.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man. It's something for me that football is so short that every game is that important. Joe Girardi, the manager of the New York Yankees, said it best, where, you know, it's a marathon and not a sprint. Many coaches have said that, where Rex Ryan has turned around and said 16 games, if you want to look at that like a baseball season, every game is 10 games.
Right.
You can win one win, one loss in a season completely changes the complexion.
Absolutely.
So, as...
The NFL is definitely more of a sprint.
Yeah. And any game is that important. And when you have Ron Rivera there and it's not looking good, I wouldn't pull the plug yet. And maybe it's because of my bias, because I am a Ron Rivera guy. But I think he makes it through the season.
All right. Move on over to the Cleveland Browns and Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore wins this one 14-6. Brandon Whedon goes down with a thumb injury after going 21 completions for 227 yards, no touchdowns, took 5 sacks. Jason Campbell came in for 1 completion for 6 yards. Joe Flacco, 22 completions, 211 yards and a touchdown. We'll go into the running game last because what we want to talk about. The passing game for Baltimore, Torrey Smith, 7 grabs, 85 yards, no touchdowns. Marlon Brown, 4 grabs, 45 yards and a touchdown. For the Browns, Jordan Cameron, 5 grabs, 95 yards. Not a single touchdown was scored by any of the Browns receivers.
The Browns are already conceding
this
season. Brandon Whedon being hurt this week. They have Blaine. I want to say it's Brian or Blaine. I'm sorry if anybody's a Browns fan for that, being a Browns fan. But on top of that, Brian Hoyer is their quarterback. He was actually a vacuum salesman, a traveling vacuum salesman.
They still do that?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Middle America. What are you going to do?
All right.
And the former Cleveland Brown, Trent Richardson.
Yeah.
58 carries, no touchdowns. 58 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah, 18 carries, 58 yards. Trent Richardson, that was a big deal. Indianapolis and Cleveland getting together and trading a first-round pick straight up, first-round pick for Trent Richardson.
I feel so bad for Ahmad Bradshaw.
You know what, though? You have the opportunity to get Trent Richardson. Do you say no?
No.
All right, then.
Of course. No. It's...
And with the youth over there right now, they are building themselves up to be a potential dynasty.
Yeah. You have T.Y. Hilton. You have DHB. Reggie Wayne's going to be gone either next year or the year after.
That's okay. He can still do it, though, and he's a great leader for those young receivers.
Absolutely. If we're going to go youth movement, you know Reggie Wayne's not going to be there in two
right.
or 3 years.
Yeah.
You have Andrew Luck, who's going to be there his entire career. Just like Peyton Manning only, I don't see Andrew Luck going anywhere after that, barring any major injuries.
Right.
Now you have a running back who 2 years ago was the number five pick in the draft, a 1,000-yard rusher.
Was he number five or number three?
One or the other.
Somewhere in that area.
He's a bona fide stud.
Yeah.
He's a stud running back that can carry the load, a la Adrian Peterson. And there was a lot of comparisons made to them, the two of them, when he came out in the draft. It's such a good trade. You sacrifice a first-round pick next year, but if you think about it, if Indy's a playoff team, that's a late first-round pick.
Right.
Cleveland now is on the fast track to a top-three pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's call it, it's only week three, but let's call a spade a spade.
Right.
They're not winning more than four games now.
No. You give up Trent Richardson, and I understand that the aggravation amongst all the Browns fans simply because they feel they gave the season away. They gave up on the season already by trading Trent Richardson. Somewhat, yes, but at the same time now, in the upcoming draft, the Browns have two first-round picks, two third-round picks, two fourth-round picks. So they got some room to play, and they can get some. You can get some decent players in the third and fourth round that could potentially take you down the road.
Looking at their defense is fine. DeQuell Jackson, Barcavius Mingo, if Mingo can stay healthy, Mingo almost died in the preseason. Not even as a joke. He literally almost died.
No, absolutely. Well, yeah, he bruised lungs. He almost punctured one, for Christ's sake.
Do that to a person. Ah, walk it off, Rook. Then you have Joe Hayden. You have a nucleus on defense.
Right.
And then you have Joe Thomas on the offensive line. What's the best thing to do to keep a quarterback upright? Get a good left tackle. But you need a good quarterback. And Brandon Whedon being 30 years old at a second-year quarterback is not your answer.
No.
Okay?
No, he's not.
I'm 31 years old. I can honestly say my time, if I ever wanted to join the NFL, I got a year and a half window left. Otherwise, I'm done. So,
pretty much.
Yeah, so get the leather helmet out. Maybe. It's Teddy Bridgewater time.
Okay.
In my eyes, in Cleveland. I know there's going to be a huge clamoring for Manziel, and in the offseason when the draft happens, we got an extra month of draft prep to do because it's not until May this year. But you're looking, if you have a top three pick in the draft, you're looking at either Manziel or Bridgewater right now, so flip a coin. They're not going to take Jadeveon Clowney. They don't need Jadeveon Clowney. They're going to go Louisville, Kentucky, kind of close to Ohio. You got the squeaky bad boy in Johnny Manziel. It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah.
Or my dark horse is Marcus Mariota from Oregon. He runs a very fast-paced offense. And then it depends. Is this head coach still going to be there next year? And Cleveland has a revolving door for coaches.
They certainly do.
Pat Shermer, and I think this guy's name is Chizinski. I'm not entirely
sure. Yeah, that's
about
right. They call him Chud.
Chode. It's
really bad 80s horror movie also.
It's interesting to see. They're the hard luck losers. You always want them to be good, but they're perennially bad. And this is the epitome of rebuilding. Give us 3 years.
Yeah. So
they have some good young wide receivers, though.
They do.
In Gordon and Little.
But they need to have that good quarterback to take them to the next level. And I thought Whedon was going to be all right, but proving me otherwise. Moving on. Green Bay over Washington, 38-20. Robert Griffin III, 26 completions, 320 yards, 3 TDs and an interception. Aaron Rodgers, monster game. 34 completions, 480 yards, 4 touchdowns.
No picks, right?
No picks.
He was on
passer rating of 146.
Jesus Christ. He was on pace last week to dwarf Peyton Manning's numbers from week 1.
Yeah.
This is
And he came close.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 3 touchdowns shy, but
right.
Whatever.
Well, whatever, you know, it is what it is.
This is probably the worst Redskins defense I've seen in the last 15 years. They gave up close to 250 yards on the ground against the Lions with Joyce Bell and Reggie Bush running.
Right.
They gave up 132 yards to James Starks, who was a very big fantasy pickup this week, and Espo grabbed him because I'm 0-2, and I need to bounce back. James Starks gets the Packers their first 100-yard rushing game in the last 44 games.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. That defense right now is a sieve. They can't do anything right.
No. No. No matter how hard they try, it seems like they just can't do it.
It was pitch and catch. It was like they were playing, like, you know, car, time. It was like street ball. That's all it was.
Go to the Buick, post left.
Exactly. Go to the manhole cover, do a button hook. I don't know what a button hook is, dick. So, it was pure pitch and catch last week, and the Green Bay Packers, lo and behold, are 1-1. They needed that win after the loss to San Francisco, and there's some trouble brewing in Washington. You had touched on it a couple of times, and you're 1,000% right, and you look even more of a genius now. You need at least one preseason game.
You need to. You got to knock the rust off.
This rust that you're knocking off in the middle of the season, you're lucky the Giants are 0-2.
Right. And you know what? RG3 stepped up and said, it's my fault. It's my fault because I'm not 100% there.
That's a tongue-in-cheek, it's not my fault, though. Because he wanted to play in the preseason.
Absolutely.
So it's not my fault, but look at Shanny over there, and he's not helping out.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Moving along, San Diego Chargers edge out the Philadelphia Eagles 33-30. Phillip Rivers, 36 completions for 419 yards and 3 touchdowns. Who is that?
You want to talk about a bad defense. Philly is a bad defense. Philly looks horrendous on defense. And
they can't hang for a full game is their problem. They start off good, but they can't hang for a full game.
No, I mean, and when you have Vic throwing for 428 yards and 2 touchdowns, you need to cut that 428 in half, and you need to take that 200-yard difference and disperse it between LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown. And when Shady has 53 yards and no touchdowns in a game, bad news bears. I mean, DeSean Jackson had almost 200 yards receiving, and we're going to get to their Thursday night game after we finish the week 2 games. But this San Diego Charger team is turning heads because they did this week 1 against Houston.
Right.
And it was, this is different. This is a San Diego team. This is not normal.
Right.
New head coach, Mike McCoy, has the team looking decent. But again, their defense is also suspect because Manti Te'o still hasn't played.
That's it.
And that's a big part of that team. It's a middle linebacker. Linebacker is the quarterback of your defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And a shout-out to the N-bomb bandit, Riley Cooper. 2 grabs, 25 yards on a touchdown.
Yeah, buddy. N-bomb.
Yeah, everything else. I mean, Antonio Gates, 124 yards. Eddie Royal, 7 grabs, 90 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Malcolm Floyd, 5 grabs, 102 yards for San Diego. Houston beats out Tennessee 30-24.
In overtime. DeAndre Hopkins, man. You're all welcome. Every one of you are welcome. And there was an old show that was on another network that said I was out of my mind for saying DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a sleeper. You know what? Kiss my ass.
It's one game, brother. One game. 7 grabs, 117 yards and a touchdown.
Don't care. And Andre Johnson is hurt now.
Yeah.
So DeAndre Hopkins is going to be even bigger this week.
Yep. Johnson's still going to play. He's going to get some grabs, but he's going to be a little on the slow side, so we'll have to wait and see how that works out.
One thing I don't like about DeAndre Hopkins, though, is he turned around and said during the week, I can be better than Andre Johnson. Easy fella. Andre's been doing this for quite some time.
Absolutely. And you know what? He could be. But you better earn your stripes before you start talking smack like that.
Oh, yeah. Matt Schaub, 298 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ben Tate, out of nowhere, with 93 yards. Whoever decided to take Arian Foster and handcuff him with Ben Tate, you look very smart.
Absolutely.
Cough, Karen. Looks very smart with that. You're welcome also. Jake Locker, like I've said, no team with Jake Locker underneath the center is ever going to win anything. 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. And CJ2K with 96 yards and no touches.
Right. Let's see. Atlanta beats out St. Louis 31-24.
Thank God. Atlanta was my pick in my very large priced suicide pool.
Right.
I was up 24-0 in this game, and I was sitting there high on the hog, loving life. And then, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. Big concern as far as St. Louis is concerned. Sam Bradford, 32 completions, 55 attempts. That's a lot.
Yeah, but you know what? Sam Bradford's that guy. Like, he's been throwing 40 to 50 attempts per game.
Yeah, but how much longevity are you going to have throwing a ball that many times a game?
Zero. Zero. No, I agree with you, but that's what they do. Like, Jeff Fisher needs to learn. You have Darryl Richardson, and now Isaiah Piet is back off of his suspension. Give the damn kid the ball. You let Steven Jackson go because you wanted to focus in on Darryl Richardson being your main back. Let him be your main back.
Right. I mean, and just looking at the total number of rushes for St. Louis, not counting Sam Bradford's three rushes, only rushed 15 times.
Well, to defend St. Louis for whatever reason I'm going to, they were down 24-0 at one point in the second quarter.
Okay.
You kind of have to abandon the running game a little bit.
A little bit, but you can't abandon it completely.
Agreed. Agreed.
You still got to run that ball. Because if you're not running the ball, if you're going to go straight up passing, your offense is one-dimensional. And defenses pick that up in the NFL.
Right.
Can't do it, man. You can't.
Tavon Austin had a decent day. Chris Givens had a good day for St. Louis. 105 yards, no touchdowns. Julio Jones, another beast of a day. Dawn is smiling with Julio Jones. 182 yards and a touchdown. The big thing in this game was Steven Jackson got hurt. He got dinged up on a touchdown pass. He's out this week.
Right.
So Jason Snelling and Jaquizz Rodgers are going to be the two that are really going to have to carry the load. Matt Ryan went 374 yards and two touchdowns.
Yep. Indianapolis drops one to Miami, 24-20, Miami on top. What's up with Miami? Are they better than we thought they were?
They are who we thought they were. I had Miami. I had Miami at the beginning of this year, wrote the article on our website.
Right, but they looked completely horrible. In the preseason.
Yeah, but that's, again, you can't put too much stock into preseason on certain things.
Right.
On certain things.
Right, but I mean, it didn't look like they were gelling at all in the preseason. They were just miserable. Miserable to watch.
Yeah.
And yet they're coming out 2-0 right now.
100%. And they're winning the close games.
Which is what counts.
And those are going to be the big games. These are the games now when they get into the season, they can turn around and go, hey, you know, if we drop both games to New England, whatever. I'm more interested to see a Miami-Buffalo game now. Because that's like, the Jets, whatever. I already know what's going on with my Jets. Miami is that team on the cusp now. I mean, the Dustin Keller injury was tremendous, but they got Charles Clay.
Right.
Charles Clay came out of nowhere and had over 100 yards receiving last
week. Five grabs, 109 yards.
Another, I think everybody kind of shot their load with fantasy this week. He was a good pickup, but, I mean, I picked him up too. Let's see. Mike Wallace, 115 yards and a touch. Tannehill, 319 yards and a touchdown. Lamar Miller, 69 yards and a touch. Good game overall for Miami. Very surprised Andrew Luck didn't win that game, though, for Indy.
Yeah. New Orleans edges out Tampa Bay, 16-14. That shouldn't be. New Orleans is a better team than that. And as far as the Tampa Bay offense goes, it's really not that good.
No, Josh Freeman is horrendous. Josh Freeman is absolutely horrendous. 125 yards and a touchdown. Up until about the third quarter, he had about 70 yards passing.
Yeah.
I feel stupid for taking Vincent Jackson. Although, he had 77 yards receiving, so 77 of the 125 was all V-Jack. Jimmy Graham, get his career game. Thank you again, Jimmy Graham. The best tight end in the league. I've said this a million times. 179 yards and a touch. Gronkowski can eat a bag of fried ones. Shout out to Phil Rea.
Arizona beats out Detroit 25-21. Denver beats up on my Giants 41-23. I expected the Giants to lose that game, so it wasn't really that disappointing for me. But Eli Manning, again, four interceptions. And you know what? He does not look like he is on the same page as his receivers.
No.
You know, he's expecting the receivers to do one thing. His receivers are doing something else. The ball's going someplace it's not supposed to.
He's on par with Victor Cruz. He's here with Victor Cruz.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't. He threw to Victor Cruz in the end zone. It was in triple coverage.
I know.
You can't do that.
I know. David Wilson is killing me though. For every right fantasy pick that I've had this year, I've had a wrong one. And it just so happens that both of my running backs have been wrong with DeMarco Murray and David Wilson.
David Wilson has negative points for the entire season. Well, for the 2 weeks so far. I can't say the entire season. Well,
that's still the entire season.
Yeah.
But still, no Sean Moreno, beast game, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. Peyton Manning still, again, big brother, 307 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He has 9 touchdowns and no picks so far. Eric Decker, 87 yards.
Peyton straight up balling. Oakland beats up on Jacksonville 19-9. I'm not overly impressed with that. Jacksonville is a horrific team. And pretty much any team you put up against Jacksonville, you expect the other team to win.
Jacksonville hasn't scored a touchdown yet.
I know.
They have a safety and 3 field goals
in
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to go to Seattle this week. Sorry. We'll get to that in the second hour.
Seattle annihilates San Francisco 29-3. What happened there? San Francisco's better than this.
It's that 12th man, dude. It's that 12th man. And there was a rain delay, a lightning delay in that game.
That's the third lightning delay this season so far.
Yeah. It was Seattle is that good. Russell Wilson didn't even do that much. 142 yards. It was all defense. Defense wins championships.
It does.
And that defense. Listen, I love the Seattle secondary, but Richard Sherman needs to shut up. I'm getting really tired of him. He looks like Pac-Man. He looks like Pac-Man with dreadlocks. It's horrendous. Especially because he was wearing some skull cap thing that covered his face. Yeah, it was Pac-Man. Like, I wanted to hear, womp, 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 womp.
Nice. Nice.
Kaepernick, worst game of his career.
Yeah, 13 completions, 127 yards, 3 interceptions. Unbelievable. And going into the Monday night game, Cincinnati beats out Pittsburgh 20-10. Big game for Cincinnati.
That's a statement game. Cincinnati wants to be the class of that division. They can be. That division is very weak. Pittsburgh's 0-2. Cleveland's 0-2. Baltimore doesn't look the same. Baltimore only puts 14 points up against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
No, DeCambi. Cincinnati. That's Cincinnati's division to lose.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to go to break right now. When we come back, we'll talk about the Thursday night game and lead into this week's games.
Yes. We got fantasy to do. We could talk more about the trade. We got a lot. So this is Tattoos and Touchdowns on morelikeradio.com, and we'll be back in a few.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
And I'm sitting in the chair. He did the barber cock touch.
What the fuck?
This is what it is.
Dude, where are you going to get your hair cut?
Listen to me.
Where are you going?
See how I'm sitting right now?
Yeah, I do.
Where are my elbows?
Outside the... Oh!
They always go around the side. And where the fucking... The height of my elbow is always their dick. He reaches in and his cock touches my elbow. And the thing is, like, I can't immediately jerk away because that looks like...
You know you touched it.
Right, I'm acknowledging a cock touch. So instead, I just leave it there and let him rub his dick on my elbow.
Dude! Did he go back and forth?
That's when you could tell.
Did he go back and forth ever, like, fast? Not fast.
I wonder if guys do play games or get the barber hard, kind of wiggle their elbow.
Nobody does that, Joe.
Well, weird faggots. Who knows?
You're fucking weird.
Insane.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7-10 on More Like Radio.
Damn it! Can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't have a diamond chance of being successful on radio, you idiot! We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is Ham Radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on...
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Welcome back. Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. All your NFL needs right here in one place.
Song makes me hype.
All right.
I want to punch shit when I hear this song. Love this song.
Stay over there, pal.
Being an old school Yankee fan, when they would come out when Jeter was not just a poster child for retirement, he would lead them out to this song.
Right.
So, like, you're there, and it's the playoffs, and the place is rocking, and this song comes on. It's like, yeah, I want to run on the field, like, and do something. But for football, it's even better.
All right, so we're going to go into this week's game. Starting off week three, we had the Thursday night game. Kansas City Chiefs now 3-0 as they beat the Philadelphia Eagles 26-16. Andy Reid, you lovingly call him the Lorax, comes back to Philly. Oh, yeah. Got a pretty warm reception. Pretty warm reception for him.
And it was Donovan McNabb retirement night.
That's right. He got his number retired, and, you know, very emotional moment for the Eagles fans during halftime. What happened to Philadelphia? Their offense couldn't produce. Their defense wasn't producing. You know, I mean, Philadelphia, they scored 6 points in the first half alone and then 10 points in the second half. That's not the Chip Kelly offense.
It's a product of the Andy Reid defense.
Okay. Is Kansas City's defense really that good?
Yes. Derek Johnson, Tom Bahaly, Eric Berry. Eric Berry being healthy is tremendous. Eric Berry is the next up-and-coming strong safety. Again, Tennessee Vol. Go right. Vols.
And he fulfilled the dream by getting a pick six off of Vic.
Yeah. Eric Berry's awesome. Hard hitter. Hard hitter. Shades of Steve Atwater with him. Only has better ball hawk skills, as we saw with the pick six. That 201 yards for Vic, that's more like it. That's what I like to see from
right.
Vic. Because, again, I said cut the yards in half, give it to Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy, 158 yards and a touch.
Yeah, but Vic ran for 95, too.
But, again, separate the yardage. You okay. don't need Vic throwing that much, because when you have Vic throwing for 400 yards, that's a recipe for interceptions. And Vic is susceptible to picks.
Right.
Always. He's also susceptible to being hurt and drowning dogs. But that's besides the point.
Wow.
Sorry. I don't... This defense is horrendous. Horrendous. You give up, in a win, you give up 30 points to Washington. You give up 33 points in a loss to San Diego. And now you give up 26 points to Kansas City. A Kansas City offense that's not that good.
No, as shown by Alex Smith, 22 completions, 273 yards, no touchdowns.
No. Donnie Avery was the big receiver for them, 141 yards, who was just sitting there in the fantasy free agent pool. So right. what does Espo do? He starts Dwayne Bowe, one catch, 4 yards. Thank you.
Yes.
Jamal Charles had a good day, though.
Yep, 20 rushes, 92 yards and a touchdown. Everything else was purely defensive for the Chiefs. You know, like you said, the Chiefs' offense not looking very good. The Chiefs' defense is where it's at.
And I noticed something before
but
we get
the Chiefs are still 3-0.
Yeah, absolutely. I noticed something with the Eagles before we get into the rest of the games. Keep them off the field, they don't score. I know it sounds cliche and academic, but San Diego was able to do that in the beginning of the game against Philly.
Right.
Keep them off the field. Keep that Chip Kelly duck offense off the field. Mm-hmm. They can't score. But lo and behold, when they get rolling, they get rolling.
Right, because the whole point of the Chip Kelly offense is to really gas the other team, make them tired, and take advantage of it.
Right, and this is the first time they faced a formidable defense. Washington's defense has been horrendous. San Diego's defense is horrendous. Good defense stifles the duck. It's time for Chip Kelly to revamp for next week.
Yes, sir. All right, so let's start previewing this week's games. Let's start out with The game I picked on the Ham Radio Show this past week, the Packers versus the Bengals.
Okay, this is not part of our Pros versus Joe segment for the week.
Tis not.
Good.
That's why I didn't, because there's a biased stop it right now. The spread on that game is Green Bay is giving 3 points on the road against Cincinnati. I would take Cincinnati with those points.
Absolutely. I picked Cincinnati to win this game either way. Cincinnati's offense is rolling, they're pretty high on their horse right now.
Yeah.
They came back off a good win against Pittsburgh. And granted, Pittsburgh's defense is old and slow and not as good as it used to be, but it's got to be something for a young guy coming in second year. He beats the Steelers.
Third year,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He beats the Steelers. It's got to be it's good for your confidence level.
Yeah.
So he's going to be coming in high on the horse. It's not going to be a blowout game. It's going to be a tight one, but I think the Bengals could have come out on top.
Whenever you see a spread of 3 points, that's basically a pick 'em.
Right.
They say that those in Vegas, 3 points and under is basically pick 'em. Pick your poison. The Cincinnati win last week was big because it's a division game against a rival.
Right.
There may be a letdown this week, but that 3 point spread is because of what Aaron Rodgers did last week against a no name defense.
Sure.
And not a good no name defense. Sorry, it's not the 72 Dolphins. But I want to see what they do against the Geno Atkins pass rush and a decent Cincinnati team that can get to the ball. So it's going to be tight. I'm going to say Cincinnati wins this game, but it's going to be close.
Yeah.
If I'm going straight pick 'em, I take Cincinnati. If I'm going with the spread, yeah, I take Cincinnati too, because I think Cincinnati's going to win the game outright.
Okay.
What do we got next?
Do your thing. I don't know. What are you picking next?
Let's do part of our Pros versus Joe segment. Let's do... Hold on. I'm going to leave everybody in suspense for a second. Once this thing loads. Let's do Houston at Baltimore. That's the first game in the Pros versus Joe segment. Speaking of the Pros versus Joe segment, shout out to Will for going 5-0 last week.
Hey.
Wow.
Espo goes 4-1.
I know, I took a beating last week.
And Joe goes 1-4. So right now the standings are 8-2 for Will.
Yeah.
6-4 for Espo, and Joe is 4-6. Joe is still in it, but he's fading fast. So we have Houston at Baltimore. Big game this week. I think this is the CBS game of the week. The spread on this game is Houston is a 1.5 favorite. But again, Pros versus Joe, we don't pick the point. Only because they're home, I'm going Houston.
Yeah, I'm going to go Houston too, but mainly because Baltimore really hasn't looked that great this season. They've won some games, but they're not the Baltimore Ravens of last year.
Right.
And Houston's defense right now, they've struggled a little bit, but I think they're going to come together this week and really stand up. So I'm also going to go with Houston.
And for our expert analysis, Joe?
Well, you could never catch anybody who's oily. And Houston is oily, and also they come from Texas. You can't be a Southern Tech. I go Houston.
Okay. So we all got Houston in that game.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Okay.
You guys are getting smart.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Without your analysis, Joe, where would we be?
I know.
Next game. Jesus Christmas. Next game on the docket is the Giants traveling to Carolina. Giants are 2-point favorites against the Panthers. Yee. I'm going to take the Giants. That's a rough game.
No, this isn't Pros Joe's, right?
No. I for Pros Joe's, I try to keep three teams out of it. The Jets, the Giants, and the Packers.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I'll always bet for the Jets because I'm a New Yorker. The Packers, I hate them.
Why do you hate the Packers, Joe?
Because they're fags. They're all a bunch of fags.
I love it every
Good
week.
Good God. I, too, am going to go with the Giants, but I'm going to put this out there right now. If the Giants do not win this game, Giants fans, we can write the season off.
Amen. Amen.
We can absolutely write the season off. If you do not beat the Carolina Panthers, your season is done.
Because the next couple of weeks, they got Philly twice in the next 4 weeks. They have a massive schedule coming up.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this right now. The one reason I'm keeping hope alive coming into this game.
Oh, keep hope alive.
The last time the Giants went 0-2, 2008. 2007, won the Super Bowl. So I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year, no matter what. I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs when the season started.
Right.
But I didn't expect them to start out 0-2 either.
The one positive for them is the fact that Philly's 1-2. Dallas is 1-1. Washington's 0-2.
Right.
So they're still only technically a game out.
They've actually changed most of the professional, quote-unquote,
right,
prognosticators have actually named the NFC East the NFC Least. The division looks terrible.
It does, but there's no whatever happened to the days of Lawrence Taylor and Charles Haley and
those days are obviously long.
But what I'm saying is that the defense in that division is now gone. The best defense in the division is Dallas. And Dallas' defense is terrible.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whatever. Next game up, San Diego Chargers. This is part of the Pros versus Joe segment. San Diego Chargers traveling to Tennessee. Take on the Titans. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite in this game. And we're going to start with Joe. San Diego, Tennessee, who do you have?
Titans, because they're very big.
she said.
Big Titans. So I like people from Tennessee for some reason. I don't know why.
Isn't Elvis from Tennessee?
Yes, Tupelo. Tupelo. Tennessee.
Yeah. It's Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, Tupelo's Mississippi.
Yes.
Right, whatever.
Whatever. It's close enough.
Yeah.
Will, who do you have?
What do I know? I'm actually going to go Tennessee also. Okay. San Diego's been playing really well.
Getting smart there, Will.
San Diego's been playing really well, but Tennessee is also playing extremely well. And I think the Phillip Rivers, I think it's just going to come back and derail. Yeah, I think he's going to go to the Phillip Rivers of old.
I'm taking Tennessee also, but I'm going to give a reason why. Okay?
All right.
On the grand scheme of things, spread-wise, the game is 3 points, so it's basically a pick 'em. A West Coast team traveling to an East Coast city to play a 1 o'clock game. Bad news. San Diego traveling to Tennessee playing a 1 o'clock game. Not going to happen. I will take I don't care if it's an 0-15 team at home, and it's a West Coast team.
So you don't care if it's Jacksonville?
No.
All right.
I will take that. I would rather ride the chance that East Coast team is going to win. They're in their time zone. It's better. It's more beneficial to them in a West Coast frame of mind. You're playing a 9 a.m. football game.
Right.
Okay. I will take that to the bank. I have Tennessee winning this game.
Okay.
Next game up is another one of our Pros versus Joe games.
Ooh.
We have Detroit traveling to Washington. Washington is underdog at home by a point. Another tight spread game. Will, who do you got?
I'm going to go Lions here.
Okay.
I got to go Lions here. Washington has not looked good. RG3 has not looked good. Just everything about Washington, just I can't find anything good to say about them.
Right.
You know, so I think Detroit right now, Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson, they're going to have a field day.
Okay. Joe?
Are they from Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
D.C., where I will be next week.
I hate them. From D.C. is no good. That's their politicians.
Put Joe down for the Lions.
That's right.
I'm getting nervous now. Joe keeps picking the same teams I am.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm going to be a little different for the sake of being different. I'm going to go Washington. I think at home.
A communist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to be there next week. I got to make sure that anybody who listens in the D.C. area doesn't wait for me outside the D.C. Metro and club me over the head. Just I'll wear a John Riggins jersey next week. Everything will be fine. I like Washington's offense. I don't like Detroit's defense. If Washington's defense, on the flip side, can hold Joyce Bell, I don't know if Reggie Bush is playing in this game. That's the big kicker for me.
Right.
Brandon Merriweather on the flip side for Washington defense is out. He actually is out with a concussion.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go Washington on the rare chance that RG3 finds his form. So,
all right,
I'm gonna take that.
Okay.
Listen, they're not gonna go 0-16.
No,
they got to win 1 week.
No, they're not. I just don't think it's this week.
All right. Next game up, we're going to take a little break on the Pros versus Joe segment. We have Arizona going to New Orleans. The spread in that game is New Orleans is favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'd go with New Orleans in that one.
Yeah, and this also goes hand-in-hand with my West Coast team, East Coast City, 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, it's never failed me.
Okay.
It's never failed me.
All right, I just think that the Saints are actually a much better team than the Cardinals.
Look at last year. San Francisco, riding the high horse, goes to Minnesota, plays a Central Time Zone 1 o'clock game. They lose to Minnesota. And right. Minnesota, it was a Minnesota team that, I'm sorry, 9-7, but they weren't better than San Francisco.
No.
Like, ever.
No.
So, any given Sunday, I'll take my chances at home with the East Coast team. I'm going to go New Orleans in this game. I think Jimmy Graham has another beast game. New Orleans has got to get that running game going, though. That running game has been stagnant at best.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They can't seem to produce much of anything when it comes to one on that roster.
I'd like to see them draft a legit running back or make a run for a legit running back. They remind me of Pittsburgh on certain things. But the only thing is, like, they don't have a name running back, but in Pittsburgh it really doesn't matter. Like the Giants, when they have Andre Brown last year.
Right.
I can't even say David Wilson yet, but Andre Brown last year against Carolina had mm-hmm. a huge game.
Sure.
I want to see New Orleans get a running back that has a little bit of notoriety and not be Mark Ingram, who was terrible.
Okay.
Tampa going to New England to play the Patriots. The spread in this game is also a touchdown. If I'm going spread, I'm going Tampa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Patriots right now, they don't look good. They're winning games, but there's no communication between Tom Brady and his receivers. Tom Brady's getting visibly frustrated on the field, yelling out, calling people out on the sidelines, calling people out on the field. Not Tom Brady. Not the way he normally plays.
No.
He's losing somewhat of his composure. I do think the Patriots win this game, but it's going to be close.
Yeah, if I'm going straight pick 'em, I would take New England. If I go spread, I would take Tampa.
And Darrell Revis is looking forward to playing Brady, and he's bringing some insight into the Tampa Bay locker room.
As much insight as you can bring, though. Tom Brady's just that good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But again, young receivers not doing it for him right now.
No, 100% right. Couldn't agree with you more. Green Bay going to Cincinnati. And
we did this one already.
Yes, and that's the spread is three points. I'm going down the list. I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine.
St. Louis going to Dallas. The spread in this game is Dallas at home is favored by 3.5 over St. Louis. I'm going to take Dallas just because they're home.
Yeah, I think Dallas is a better team. Dallas is definitely a better team than St. Louis.
I want to see St. Louis step up. St. Louis was everybody's media darling before the season started to make some noise.
Yeah, but...
Look at it this way. You're in second place. Way to go, Frisco. Stupids. Cleveland going to Minnesota. The spread was at 4.5.
And then Trent Richardson got traded.
The second the trade happened, it ballooned to 7. It's a full touchdown spread. Minnesota home against Cleveland. I don't care what the spread is in this game. I'm taking Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Minnesota's going to win this game by probably 17 points. This is a big game in the suicide pool. That my brother-in-law that I'm in the suicide pool with, he took Minnesota, so I need Minnesota to win.
I don't think there's any question about it. I think Minnesota's definitely going to pull this off. I think any team that goes against the Browns right now is... The Browns right now, potential 0-16.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Browns fans.
I don't mean to snort in the microphone, but it's pretty funny.
I love Browns fans personally because I think they're the most loyal fans out there. But sorry, guys. It's just not looking good for you right now.
Okay. So, next game is in our Pros versus Joe segment. We have Atlanta traveling to Miami. Miami's a 2.5-point favorite in this game. Obviously, Pros versus Joe, we just do a straight pick 'em. I'm going to take Atlanta in this game.
Ooh.
I like Atlanta on the road. I think Miami's Magical Mystery Tour derails now. And Atlanta wins this game convincingly by about 10 points.
I, too, am going to take Atlanta.
Okay.
I think Atlanta is definitely a much better team than the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to get knocked back down to earth.
Earth.
Tannehill's good, but I don't think he's good enough to beat the Atlanta defense.
Right. And OC had a pick six last week. OC was.
God, I miss him.
Sorry, Will. Joe, who do you have?
Well, this is an easy pick. Falcons versus Fish. Fish lose every time. It's the Falcons.
You do realize a dolphin is pretty is bigger than a falcon.
No, but
They got the leverage; it could swoop in.
What I think Joe's trying to say
takes
is a falcon would poop on the dolphin
anytime. Anytime. There is no way a dolphin could beat a falcon, and a falcon is always going to beat a fish. You know, fish. What's a fish? Nothing.
All right.
Once again, expert analysis.
Well, that's the whole concept here, you know.
I'm so sorry. Jezu.
Oh, my.
All right.
What's next?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm updating the Google Drive as we go along. We got the Bills traveling to the Jets, 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 Jets. The Jets are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going home team. I'm going my Jets.
Yeah, I got to go with the Jets, too. The Jets have been coming out. They've been playing pretty well. Geno Smith, again. You got two rookie quarterbacks going against each other, and these two guys going against each other, if they stay in the same division for a long period of time, it's going to be really interesting to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I think Geno Smith is the better of the two. I think the Jets' lack of running game, but I think the Jets' defense is a little bit better than the Bills' offense. So I got the Jets winning this one.
Yeah, I like E.J. Manuel, but... There was, again, can the Jets get away from quarterback controversy? There was talk about if Geno Smith doesn't perform well this week, Matt Sims is going to come in. Really, can we stop? Could you let a quarterback have 5 weeks?
Not even that. Right now, Geno Smith is your quarterback for the future. You drafted him in the second round, okay? He is your quarterback of the future. Jets fans, you have to calm down. Jets front office, you have to calm down. You have to give this kid time to develop. You cannot take him out after week 3 and say, we're going to go with Matt Sims. It's going to destroy his psyche. You already destroyed one quarterback in Mark Sanchez. Don't do it again.
And the thing that aggravates me is he almost beat New England.
He's played two good games.
He almost beat New England in bad weather. He needs to keep the turnovers down. But that's any quarterback.
Exactly. But especially a young quarterback. Listen, he needs to keep the turnovers down. He needs to get the ball out quicker. It's all stuff he's going to learn. Let him learn it now.
Absolutely.
Deal with it. You're not a playoff contending team this year. I'm sorry, guys. But you got to let Geno Smith develop. If Geno Smith wins this, it's going to give him more confidence. If it gives him more confidence, can they possibly make a playoff run? Sure, they possibly can.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to.
No. No.
But it's a possibility. Geno Smith is the way you guys have to go. You have to let him play this season. You have to deal with what he's going to do.
Yeah. That's Hashtag rant.
Yes. Bastards.
Last game in the Pros versus Joe segment. Indianapolis traveling to San Francisco, the new-look Colts. San Francisco is a 10-point favorite in this game. I would take Indianapolis with those points any day of the week. But, again, Pros versus Joes, there's no points. Will, who do you have?
Winning this game?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Indianapolis. I think Trent Richardson, I think everyone's going to be really psyched up about it. I think they're going to come out to play. Although I think the 49ers are going to come out and play much better than they did last week. I think they feel like they have something to prove.
Right.
So, going to be a tight one. I think Indy wins it.
I'm going to go San Francisco in this game. I think San Francisco has, even though I'm wearing a Colts jersey right now, San Francisco has a big bounce-back week at home. Kaepernick throws for 250 yards. He rushes for 100 yards. This, in my pick, is the second-best game of the week besides the Houston-Baltimore game, with the now pomp and circumstance of Trent Richardson being there. That's going to be big. See how much they can actually get him into the offense. Ahmad Bradshaw is going to be upset. I heard his feet are numb, and it's not just because of his surgeries. Stupid. Joe, who do you have?
The horses.
He's taking the Colts. I'm
the
sorry,
Colts.
Will.
Shit, kiss of death.
They cannot lose, Bet the Ranch.
Ooh, look at you. All right, all right. So
nobody listen to Joe.
In the pros, listen. If it was point spread, I would take Indy in a heartbeat.
Right,
I would take that 10 points. But with the Pros versus Joe segment wrapping up now, the only two games that we have picked different. Will and Joe have picked the same on every game.
Every game?
Every game.
Oh, you're fucked, Will.
Yeah, I know.
And Espo is poised for a 5-0 week now, as Washington and San Fran are my two lone wolf picks going into the week. I'm two games behind Will. If he could take two games different, and that'll be that. Oh, I just got a message from Phil Rea. Keep hope alive, hashtag looky here. Thank you, Phil. All right, so we got to go. We got three more games left on the docket. I'm going to skip a game right now and go back to it because it's a historic game in the NFL. We're going to go Chicago at Pittsburgh. Chicago is favored by 2 points. I would take Chicago favored by 15 points and still run this game. I got Chicago in this game big.
I got Chicago, too. I don't think it's going to be big, but I got Chicago.
Okay. Fair enough. Monday night game. Oakland.
The tattoos and touchdowns lock of the week.
Pretty much. Oakland traveling to Denver. Denver's giving them 15 points.
Peyton Manning's going to have a field day on that defense.
Oh, my God, is he ever.
And that defense, the Broncos defense is just going to giggle every time Terrell Pryor tries to do something.
Yeah. If you have Darren McFadden, little preemptive fantasy, start him and sit him. Sit Darren McFadden this week. He doesn't rush for more than 50 yards.
He might get 51.
Yay.
But
awful.
Yeah, no, this is the no-brainer of the week, too, by the way.
But here's the flip side of this. This is the second highest picked game this week on my suicide pool.
Right.
Because you could see, as soon as someone locks in their pick, you could see it.
Right.
This is a trap game.
Absolutely.
Because this is the game like 2 years ago when I said, oh, Baltimore, Jacksonville, no brainer. I'm taking Baltimore. Jacksonville wins by a point and kicks me out of 75 grand. This is that game.
Yeah.
So as much as we could sit here and joke and say, you know, haha, we're not, listen, we don't know any better like anybody else any given Sunday. I just think Denver's going to win this game and win big, but stranger things have happened. So now it's any given Monday. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back. We're going to talk about the last game of the week for week 3. It's a monumental game for a few reasons. And then we'll go into a little fantasy stardom and sit 'em. This is Tattoos and Touchdowns on morelikeradio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. And we'll be back in a few.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard. And their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More
right.
Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Big shout out to Ron and Fez, mentioned in More Like Radio. Hi, buddies. Tattoos and Touchdowns, we're back. We're going to get into the last game of Week 3, and then we're going to go into a little fantasy. Chris, what's the last game? What's the one game we haven't picked yet?
Jacksonville Jaguars going to Seattle. The spread in this game is 19 points.
That's insane.
That's a college spread. I'll give you a for instance. Yesterday, there was a spread in college football that was 35 points.
Right.
They covered.
Wow.
The team won 72 to nothing.
And sweet Christ.
And the game escapes me. It was a massive... it was one of those top 25 teams against an also-ran that's, you know, in the bottom five. It was like one of those Florida State Bethune-Cookman games. Like,
right.
It was bad. This game, I picked in the suicide pool because there's no spread.
Please tell me you picked...
There's no spread. I took Seattle. If there was spread involved, I'm taking Jacksonville.
What?
Listen to me. If there's spread involved, I'm taking Jacksonville.
It's 19 points, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. I'm getting 19 points.
Look at what Seattle did against San Francisco.
I don't care. Dare to be different. Listen to me for this.
You're smoking crack.
A little. It's that good Omaha crack.
Oh, all right.
All right. That's actually meth. Not even once.
I
don't like big spreads like this, man.
Listen, I don't like him either, but still.
The reason why it's a 19-point spread. Seattle is in the top three in teams in the league this year, in best, in power rankings. I'd say they're number two right behind Denver.
Okay.
They just humiliated San Francisco on a Sunday night.
They certainly did.
At home. Jacksonville scored 11 points in two games.
Yes.
They have no starting quarterback.
Right.
They have a decent wide receiver in Cecil Shorts. Justin Blackmon is still suspended. They have MJD.
I still have yet to hear you give me a reason for you to pick them.
Well, in a straight pick 'em game, I'm taking Seattle. That's a no-brainer.
But, oh, wow.
I want the points because stranger shit has happened. I'm going to take the points with Jacksonville because anything over 15 points, you have to... you have to take the underdog. You have to.
But look at it, Chris.
I'm looking
at it. Jacksonville at Seattle. 12th man. Seattle, best defense in the NFL. They beat the crap out of the San Francisco 49ers 29-3. They beat them by 26 points. This is a much lesser team.
I'll go. You want to go side bet?
Why not?
I'll go $5.
Okay.
You got Seattle giving the points.
Absolutely.
I got Jacksonville taking the points.
Okay.
Okay. That's it. That's fine.
All right.
Listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm going to be wrong. I got a 50-50 shot at this.
You're right.
It's not like the game's going to end 19-0 and the game pushes. Because if that happens, then it's a complete and total farce, the NFL, and then we know it's fixed. In the office pool that I'm in, the spread is 19.5. So they don't go by full points. They always do a half a point, so there's no ties.
Right.
I took Jacksonville also. I understand. I know it's a resounding, oh my God, you're on a high-grade black tar heroin. I get that. But sometimes you got to be different. You got to be there. As Will feverishly types the fact that he's on Facebook right now saying that there's a side bet.
I'm sitting there. I'm putting this under the Bros versus Joe picks because this is news. I want everybody to know that you're potentially doing some sort of illicit narcotics.
Oh, God.
I don't pop Molly. I rock Tom Ford. I'm going out on the limb. In a straight pick 'em game, Seattle wins this game. I think, honestly, Seattle wins this game 38-20. Seattle's
Jacksonville hasn't scored a touchdown yet.
Hey, first time for everything. Jacksonville could be perennially worse than the 0-16 Lions. I'm going to say that.
Absolutely.
I'm okay with that. But you know what? Looking at those two teams, because I did a little comparison between the two, the 0-16 Lions had even less than Jacksonville does now, if that's even possible.
I don't know.
Listen, everybody's got to start somewhere. I'm not saying they're going to win this game. I wouldn't bet any money at all on the fact that Jacksonville wins this game, but I got them covering. Stranger things have happened.
Nay, nay.
Jacksonville's given up 28 points to Kansas City. Okay. Would you say Seattle's offense is better than Kansas City's?
Yes.
Okay. They gave up 19 points to Oakland. We all know Seattle's better than Oakland. Listen. Broke clock is right at least two times a day. That's the ding. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm going Jacksonville. Hey, if I'm wrong, and then I'm wrong. Like Kevin Hart says, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. But you know what? I gotta be proved wrong.
You're wrong. You will be proven wrong.
I've been right about a lot of things. I was wrong one time so far when it came to Oakland last year. Stupid Raiders. Hey, if I'm wrong, tell me, prove me wrong. I've been right about Matt Ryan. I've been right about the referees. I've been right about Houston. I've been right about a lot of shit. This is one game for $5. I'll take Jacksonville with the points. It's like okay. It's like Vandy plus the points back in the 80s when they would get like 75 and they'd lose 76-0. So, whatever the case may be.
All right.
Is it fantasy time?
Sure. Absolutely. You got the fantasy stuff up there. I'm just getting into it now.
Yes.
I am the bee's knees in my division, in the tattoos division. I am the only one that's 2-0.
And I am the Nat's ass in my division at 0-2.
Dude, we have 14 teams in the league. You are ranked 13th overall, 0-2, and you have the second least number of points in the division.
Absolutely. And the two games that I've played, I'm actually going to look at the scores. The two games I've played last week, I played Tracy. Can't touch this.
Right.
If this would decide to load. Whatever. I lost last week by about 10 points. And the week before, I played my wife, and I made the mistake of sitting Jared Cook, and Jared Cook would have kept me in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, it happens. I started off this week quite well. I'm playing Dawn this week, Mama of Two.
Better watch out. She's 2-0 in your division.
Absolutely. Listen, you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I did and there goes that. Okay.
I got it up right here.
Thank you, sir. I did a lot of wheeling and dealing on my team this week. I had a lot of free time to take that chance.
Right.
I'm torn right now. And I want to pose this question to you because this is going to be in a lot of people's fantasy leagues.
Okay.
I have David Wilson. Okay. And David Wilson has been shit on wheels, to put it that way.
Yeah.
I also have James Starks. I picked up James Starks in the league. James Starks is starting. Eddie Lacy's out this week. If he does play, it's going to be very, very limited.
Right. There's really no question. You know that, right?
But I'm posing. For the people that don't know.
James Starks.
Okay.
David Wilson has yet to prove he can hold on to the ball. I mean, he held on to it last week, but he was very limited in his production.
Right.
Yeah, I think you got to start. You got to sit David Wilson and start Starks.
Okay. And this is why I posed the question, because there are people out there that are in fantasy leagues for the first time that don't know what to do.
Right.
And I actually posed the question to NFL.com.
As I posed the question for NFL.com also.
And NFL.com got back to me with a resounding 88-12.
Yeah.
James Starks over David Wilson. The only thing that scares me about not starting David Wilson, and people get into this thing, and we got a little bit of time so we can, this is a good fantasy block for us. People get into this, oh my God, I drafted him first overall. He has to start every week for me.
No, he doesn't.
Exactly. And my wife, who's in two fantasy leagues this year, has done a very good job. On one team, she has RG3, Eli Manning, and EJ Manuel for her quarterbacks.
All right.
But she's picked and choosed who she started week by week. Now, obviously, she's not starting Eli Manning because Eli Manning's been terrible.
Yeah.
But she started EJ Manuel last week, who had a big game.
Sure.
Started RG3 week one, who got her massive points against me, but got her massive points.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through that. You have to sit there and say, listen, I took David Wilson in the third round. I have to know that. I'm sorry, I took David Wilson in the second round. I have to know there's a chance that he's going to be terrible. And lo and behold, he's been terrible so far.
Negative points for the season so far.
And everybody, when he, his fantasy stock rose on the Jets game, that 84-yard scamper right. he had in the preseason.
Absolutely.
But what I did was I made sure I got his handcuff. And last week with LeSean McCoy against Kansas City, right before the half, he went down like a sack of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, no. No. But I have Bryce Brown. Not saying Bryce Brown is anywhere near as good as LeSean McCoy.
Not at all.
But that's what you have to do on certain running backs. And there, whoever has Arian Foster, your handcuff is Ben Tate. Whoever has Reggie Bush, your handcuff is Joyce Bell. These are things that you have to think of planning ahead. And if Absolutely. No one has them in the league, it would be wise of you, young grasshopper, to go out and get them.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Who do you have this week?
Who am I playing this week? I am playing the Metalheads. I believe that's Dustin.
Yeah, shout out to Dustin, man. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
He's a really cool dude. And his co-host, Teddy T-Rex, is sending me some free swag.
Nice.
For his band. His band.
Okay.
So that's going to be good news for us.
Nice.
So you have the Metalheads. What was your question that you posed to NFL.com this week?
My question, I have T.Y. Hilton, who I've been starting in my flex. Hasn't really been doing a whole lot for me. But I wasn't sure whether I should keep him in or should I move Darryl Richardson in.
Do whatever you want, baby.
Whoa.
Let's just share it.
Why don't you keep it down? I hate NFL.com.
No, you know what the best part is? I don't know what to do. The guy said, do whatever you want, baby. Shit. That was fantastic.
Yeah, so my question was T.Y. Hilton or Darryl Richardson? I went with Darryl Richardson because, again, when I posed the question to the Fantasy Genius, and basically what the Fantasy Genius is on NFL.com is you pose a question and people vote on it. I don't remember what the exact percentage was, but it was resoundingly Darryl Richardson.
Right. I would even go so far. I mean, I'm looking at your team right now, and I'm not playing you this week, so I can give you some good advice.
Yeah, next week it's you and me.
Yeah, terrific.
The TNT Bowl.
Yeah. It's like Peyton and Eli right now. Awful. I would even go so far to say is to start Darryl Richardson over Brandon Jacobs and nestle T.Y. Hilton into that flex spot. Or I would even start Chris Givens in the flex spot because I think St. Louis is going to have a decent day against the Dallas defense.
Yeah.
Because looking at it, Brandon Jacobs is only going to get you. He's going to get you inside yardage, which is great if he scores a touchdown like he did last week.
And
I
think he is. I think that's going to be my saving grace. I think the Giants are going to have some end zone touches. I think Brandon Jacobs is going to bring it in.
I feel bad for Dustin because Will's got the favorable Peyton Manning Oakland matchup.
And not only that, I also have the Broncos defense.
Oh, and he has Calvin Johnson against Washington. Yeah, it's a bad week for Dustin. Sorry, dude.
I got to say something right now. I have been extremely lucky with the team that I have. Because and I've said this before, my running backs, but my receivers and my quarterback. I mean, even Jay Cutler on my bench has been putting up points.
Yeah,
I've been really lucky so far. I'm feeling very confident going in. I'm looking at Dustin. He's got Phillip Rivers going. He's got T. Rich, Larry Fitzgerald, Trayvon Austin. He's got some decent guys. Darren Sproles.
He actually just made a move. He dropped Dwayne Allen, who's on injured reserve now for Indianapolis. That just came down yesterday. He picked up Garrett Graham, who's actually outshining Owen Daniels right now in Houston. But Garrett Graham is also questionable.
Right.
He's questionable. Roddy White's dinged up and questionable. Larry Fitzgerald's questionable. If I was him, I'd actually start Ryan Matthews at my flex. And I'd start Emmanuel Sanders. But again, it's not my team. That Josh Freeman backup quarterback, he needs to fix that post haste before Phillip Rivers' bye week. Let's go to.
I want to talk about this one real quick.
Go ahead.
C says hi versus Vic's Doggy Daycare. All right.
C says hi. I know has Jamal Charles.
He certainly does.
He is a Jamal Charles mark.
Jamal Charles got him 30 points. Excuse me. Right now, they're up. DeSean, he also has DeSean Jackson, who got him 9 points. He's up 39.4-0. But looking at going over to Kira's team, who does she got? She's got Tom Brady, C.J. Spiller, A.J. Green, Michael Bennett, Eric Decker. She's got some potential to make this pretty close. She's got the Giants defense going against Carolina.
I would rather that than St. Louis against Dallas.
Yeah.
I tried to make a trade with her earlier in the week, and she wasn't having any part of it. I want Alshon Jeffrey, but I think Alshon Jeffrey is the number two wide receiver in Chicago. I think he's going to have a big week this week, but she wasn't biting. But
and
she has him on
a bench.
Yeah. The one thing I don't like with her team is Ryan Williams. Rashad Mendenhall is hurt this week for Arizona. He may not start. The big guy this week, the hot-button guy for Arizona, has been Andre Ellington. So if anybody has a chance, last-minute pickup, pick up Andre Ellington if you need a flex or you're in a deep sleep league. Get Andre Ellington to see you about 10 to 15 touches through the air and on the ground this week against New Orleans. New Orleans' defense is terrible, so it's a smart play. Ryan Williams will probably get her about 35 yards and maybe a touchdown if they decide to use him in deep. The other guy that's on my list is Sean Green. If anybody can pick up Sean Green, Sean Green's going to see a lot more touches now with Tennessee.
Yeah. Then we're going to head over to the Rattleheads at the Poisonous Players. Poisonous Players right now up 20.5-0. Poisonous Players, Jeff Jacobus, Michael Vick got him 19 points. And the Eagles defense got him, I'm sorry, Michael Vick got him 9 points. The Eagles defense got him 10. He's still got Marshawn Lynch, Randall Cobb, Jermichael Finley.
Is Jeff a Packers fan?
No, he's a Dolphins fan.
Because that boy is Packer heavy.
Yeah, no, he absolutely is. And heading over to the Rattleheads, Drew Brees, the law firm, Bajarvis Green Ellis, Frank Gore, Steve Smith, Santana Moss, Greg Olson, Panthers defense. Ooh.
He's a Bills fan.
Yeah, I don't know about the Panthers defense. Well, who's he got as his backup? He does not have a backup, so he's going to ride that Panthers defense. If I were you, I'd dump the Panthers defense as soon as I possibly could and try to get somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Panthers defense is not – the Panthers are not going to be in very many games.
And shout out to Jeff. Jeff has been listening, a loyal listener for the last few months now, and Jeff was like, I'm not going to be able to listen until 11 o'clock, so we pushed fantasy a little bit for you. So – and he says morning fuckers. So
yeah. So looking at it, I got I think the Panthers defense is gonna wind up scoring negative points. I think that's really gonna pull down the Rattleheads. I'm gonna give this one to the Poisonous Players.
Okay. And we got I Yell and Hoot At Tanya from Twitter.
Hey.
Against the Gents. Which is Will's friend across the pond, as they like to say.
Yep, just a quick hop over the pond.
She's heavy on the Saints, as you could tell by the name. she's got Jimmy Graham this week. Hot Pickles, which is Will's brother, is playing my wife Sanchez's headband. And then we have Can't Touch This and Team Grimace. I want to look at Team Grimace really fast. Phil's listening right now, so I want to give him a little bit of fantasy advice
Young
going
Phillip.
Into this week. Even though they're both in my division. Maybe we can root for a tie.
You just need to root for a win and some big points.
I just need to root for my team to not get hurt.
Not suck.
Andy Dalton against Green Bay. That's a good play. Steven Ridley. Adrian Peterson. All day AP today against Cleveland. Golden Tate against Jacksonville. Zach Miller against Jacksonville. Way to play the hot hand. Jacksonville and Seattle.
Saints defense against Arizona is pretty good.
Yeah, you don't want to play Cleveland this week. The hot pickup this week off the waiver wire was the Minnesota defense as soon as that trade went through.
Yeah.
And I did that in another league of mine. I quickly scooped up Minnesota. Delanie Walker is actually not a bad play against San Diego if you wanted to make that flip. Cordarrelle Patterson, or what you could do is you could drop Cordarrelle Patterson out of there and start either Tyler Eifert or Delanie Walker if you wanted to go double tight end. But other than that, the team is chapter and verse. It looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. Heading over to Tracy, can't touch this. Matt Ryan starting against Miami, not a bad play.
No.
Chris Ivory against Buffalo, how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with Chris Ivory's put up some decent numbers so far.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo can get to the can get to the quarterback, but they're a little susceptible against the run.
Right.
That means they over-pursuit.
Right.
Looking at her other running backs, it's a no-brainer to play Chris Ivory because her only other running back is Mark Ingram.
Well, she got Alfred Morris.
Well, I'm saying in the two-back set.
Oh, right.
Alfred Morris is starting already. Right. On her bench is Mark Ingram and then a slew of wide receivers on her bench. Malcolm Floyd, who's out.
Yeah, she's actually got more wide receivers than me.
Yeah. James Jones, who had a big week last week. Denarius Moore, not to be confused with Demaryius Thomas. And Nate Washington. She has Tony Gonzalez on the bench.
Oh, man.
And it's not even like she can put him anywhere because Jordan Cameron's having a big season.
Yeah.
You can't sit Eddie Royal because Eddie Royal's been nothing but a touchdown machine. He's like, it's Chris Carter. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah, but Tony Gonzalez against Miami, though.
Yeah, but if you start, and you know what? Let's do this. Let's go with what the NFL experts say on NFL.com if this thing decides to work.
I don't care what the experts say.
Honestly speaking, flip a coin. I think Jordan Cameron has a good week against a weak Minnesota linebacking core. So, listen, ride the hot hand, Tracy. Go for it. You're on a win streak because you played me.
Why not?
Right now I'm Jacksonville. And she has the Frisco defense. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, even, I mean, Eddie Royal at the flex spot is decent.
All it does is catch touchdowns.
That's it. Absolutely. All right, so that's the way the TNT Fantasy Football League looks right now. What do you say we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll do some stardom and set 'em.
Amen.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. We're going to come back with a little fantasy stardom and set 'em for you right after this.
Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth's view? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice. Yeah. I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the No Name Show. My name is King.
I'm Slashly. Fuck your face.
Oh, I was trying to get this person to see my penis.
I want my asshole numbed if you're going to be shoving some huge thing in it.
I told her I beat her 3 times in Woods and Friends. I think that means I get to see your boobs.
If you suck your own dick, why would you want...
Let me phrase that. No, I'm surprised that there are any girls who actually do want to suck my dick.
The No Name Show, Mondays, 5 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
The Sully Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with Jay Fox.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Three speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Yay.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Storm the castle. Tattoos and touchdowns. Chris Espo, morelikeradio.com. It's not FM, it's not XM, it's More Like Radio. Dude, what is this, like Autumn Thunder or whatever
it's NFL
called?
Films.
Yes.
From Autumn Thunder, the underdog march.
Rest in peace, Steve Sable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Will did a fantastic job putting up a lot of quotes on the Facebook page this week. And shout out to More Like Radio. Obviously, we're part of the network of friends, but because of More Like Radio, the amount of likes on the Facebook page went bananas.
Yeah,
in two days,
we blew up.
Yeah, we had about 30 to 40 new likes. So thank you to More Like Radio, and thank you to everybody who listens and is now part of the Facebook page. Will does an amazing job keeping that updated daily, sometimes hourly, like he did with the Steve Sable. It was a quote almost every hour. It was fantastic
from 10
stuff.
From 11 a.m. to 10 a.m., 10 p.m., we had one quote every hour.
Fantastic stuff.
So.
All right. So we got a half hour left, about 25 minutes. We're going to do Start'em and Sit'em now, our favorite fantasy segment of the week. We'll start with the quarterbacks.
Why can't I pull up my thing?
I'll start my start of the week for the quarterbacks. I'm starting Andy Dalton against the Packers. That's my start of the week. Like,
okay.
If you have Dalton, run him.
My start of the week, and it's not just because he's my quarterback, is Peyton Manning. Absolutely going to have a field day. Huge numbers. If you got Peyton Manning, obviously you're not sitting him any week, but you know you got to start him this week. He's going to be big points.
Sometimes he's actually better as starting on his bye week than some people's backups.
Exactly. And I honestly, as far as you're concerned, I would pick Andy Dalton as my sleeper of the week.
Okay. Flip side for me, sleeper of the week is Cam Newton. I'm sorry.
Wow. I don't think so.
I don't like the Giants secondary. I think Steve Smith has a field day today. More than Steve Smith, I actually think Brandon LaFell has a big day. Mm. I like Cam Newton because remember, it's not just the passing, it's the running.
Right.
And I think when coverage breaks down, JPP's got to be in his back pocket quick.
And JPP's playing with some back issues right now, so it's going to be a problem.
Who is your sit of the week?
My sit of the week, and this is funny to say, I'm sitting Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm sitting Tom Brady. He hasn't been performing up to par. He has some young receivers that he's not on the same page with, and he's going against the best cornerback in the league in Darrell Revis. He's going to have to look the other way all day, and it's just going to be difficult.
My sit of the week is Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
Against Denver. That's I think Terrell Pryor's because it's so funny. The whole week, is Terrell Pryor the new face of the Raiders? Is he the new franchise quarterback? No. No.
Not yet. He's got nobody. You can't say no. You can't say a definite no. He's got nobody to help him. He's got Run DMC and that's it.
Yeah.
He's got nobody. So he's got some potential. It's going to be a win. He's got no potential this year. He's just got nobody to help him. So
going over to the running back position, start of the week.
Start of the week. Man. Frank Gore against Indy. I think Indy's going to be able to kind of hold the receivers down, but I think Frank Gore is going to be able to break out and get some points for you.
Okay. My start of the week is wishful thinking. DeMarco Murray against the St. Louis Rams. I don't like the Rams' run defense. I like the Rams' pass defense. I think DeMarco has, again, wishful thinking, 100-yard day. It's got to happen sometime. DeMarco Murray's got too much.
It's got a lot of upside.
Yeah. It's, eh.
Yeah. My sleeper is going to be Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson against San Diego. Not really much of a sleeper, obviously, because, I mean, it's Chris Johnson. But, you know, I think he's going to have a decent day against that San Diego Chargers defense.
My sleeper of the week is Bernard Pierce from Baltimore playing Houston
at the running back position.
Bernard Pierce, yes, he's Ray Rice's backup. He's Ray Rice's handcuff.
Okay.
Ray Rice has a bad hip. He went out last week against Cleveland. Bernard Pierce is a big pickup if you can get him late now in your fantasy league right before the week starts.
Okay.
He's only a 1 week option because Ray Rice will be back in full strength next week. I think they split carries 50-50. I think Bernard Pierce has more rushing yards than Ray Rice this week. If you have Bernard Pierce or you can get him and start him. That's my sleeper in your he's a good flex option.
Okay.
Secondary sleeper is Joyce Bell for Detroit against Washington because Washington's run defense is just horrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Sit of the week for me, MJD against Seattle. Anybody against Seattle. You don't.
Just don't lose the game by more than 19. That's all I care about.
You didn't pick him in the suicide bowl, right?
No, I took Seattle to win the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So,
I'm not that fucking burnt. Jesus.
All right, well, I think Seattle's going to win this one big, so doesn't make a difference. Who's your sit of the week?
David Wilson, just like we had about with the James Starks thing. He's got negative 0.4 points this year in fantasy because he has three fumbles, and he's rushed for 35 yards the entire season.
Yeah.
And on top of that, look at it this way. First week of the season, Panthers against Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch only had about 6 points.
Okay.
Against a stout Panthers run defense, right. So I'm avoiding that one at all costs.
All right. Heading over to the wide receiver position, I'm liking Julian Edelman against the Bucs.
If he can hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman's been a little bit drop crazy lately.
Yeah, I think he's going to kind of come into his own this week.
I'm going Hakeem Nicks.
Okay.
Carolina's secondary is terrible.
Right.
Eli's going to throw the ball at least 35 times in this game. Last year, Hakeem Nicks was out, I think, against Carolina.
Yes.
Victor Cruz had a big day. Reuben Randall had a big day.
And they still lost.
Andre Brown had a big day. I like Hakeem Nicks if you have a number two, as your number two receiver. I think he has a big week.
My concern with Hakeem Nicks is him and Eli are not on the same page at all. And while I think that Hakeem Nicks has the potential to have a big day, he's going to have to stay on his route. He's not going to be able to break off his route, and Eli's really going to have to stick with that for now because as soon as Eli thinks he's going to go right, he goes left.
Right.
You know, no, you got to stick with the routes for now, guys. I'm a little wary of it. Not necessarily a bad pick, but I'm a little wary of it. Who's your sleeper?
Well, I'm going to be different and not pick every fucking guy on Jacksonville. I'm going Greg Jennings against Cleveland. Greg Jennings is going to draw Joe Hayden the entire day. Joe Hayden is in my eyes, the third best cornerback in the league.
Right.
Behind Darrell Revis and honestly, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie right now has stepped his game up big time. Joe Hayden is just fantastic. Greg Jennings, if you have him, he shouldn't be any more than your third wide receiver.
Yeah.
Sit him.
Yeah. Also, just as a quick aside, any wide receiver that plays in an orange Denver uniform should be a starter this week.
Yeah, if you have Wes Welker, Demaryius Thomas.
It doesn't matter. Just start the entire... If you have the entire Denver offense, start them.
Earl the Janitor. Put him in a jersey. Get out there. Get.
I like my sleepers. My sleeper's Tavon Austin versus Dallas. I think he's going to have a big game.
Okay. Who's your sit of the week?
My sit of the week? I'm going to sit Mike Williams against the Patriots. I think the Patriots' defense is going to be all right, and they're going to hold them down.
I made a mistake. My sleeper of the week, I didn't give you a sleeper for the starters, is Mike Wallace against Atlanta.
All right.
My sit of the week is Greg Jennings.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I mean, it's against the Browns, though. It's not
Joe Hayden. It's not the team. It's the guy. When it comes down to individual matchups with wide receivers,
it's
not a running back against a front seven. It's a wide receiver against a cornerback.
Right. No, absolutely.
And remember who's throwing him the ball.
Yeah, I know.
Who's your start of the week?
Start of the week for tight ends.
Mine.
Well, that too. Tony Gonzalez against the Dolphins. I think Tony Gonzalez is going to have a field day right now.
This just in, actually, we're watching ESPN. Sorry to cut Will off. Reggie Bush this week, running back for the Detroit Lions, is out with a bad knee. Whoever has Joyce Bell, start Joyce Bell. I have Joyce Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Reggie Bush is always a risky start to begin with, but obviously now, if you're not watching ESPN or the NFL Network, we're giving it to you right now. Sit down, Reggie Bush.
And why should you? Because you're listening to More Like Radio and Tattoos and Touchdowns.
And you don't need anybody else, honestly.
Exactly. Don't be a dope.
Yeah, so I'm starting Tony Gonzalez against the Miami defense. It's pretty much a no-brainer for me. He's got Matt Flynn throwing to him. I think he's going to be the one to be able to pick apart the Dolphins defense. He's still got it, man.
And how dare you? It's Matt Ryan, not Matt Flynn.
Matt Ryan, damn it.
Matt Flynn can't buy a job.
My bad. I don't know what I was. I've had a terrible week this week remembering players' names.
That's okay. I'm sure if I almost start to call you Phil one more time, you're probably going to reach over the table and strangle me with my microphone cord. It's whatever. It is what it is. We all make mistakes. We're all human.
That's right.
Hell, you took Seattle, given the points. Anyway, Jordan Cameron. Jordan Cameron is my start of the week.
How could you not?
I know. Damn it. Jordan Cameron is my start of the week. Cleveland tight end against Minnesota. I don't like the Minnesota linebackers. We spoke about that when we dissected the game. Who was your sleeper of the week?
Martellus Bennett in Chicago against the Steelers.
Okay. My sleeper of the week is going to be Brandon Myers against Carolina.
Brandon Myers can do it. He's actually been pretty decent for the Giants right now. I was a little concerned with him last week because he took a big hit. And then after that hit, like I looked at Dawn and I was like, they have to test him for a concussion.
Right.
He was slow getting up. He looked woozy. He stayed out there. And he just looked off the rest of the game.
I'm feeling a little woozy here.
You know, it didn't look right. I was very concerned for him. Obviously, he's okay. But, yeah, I mean, not a bad pick.
There are some people that are worried about Brandon Myers this week. Listen, I know Carolina is running a 3-4. They have a great linebacking core. I'm sorry, Carolina's running a 4-3. They have a great linebacking core with Kuechly and John Beeson. I just think Brandon Myers is that guy. I'm not saying he's going to get you 15 points, but look for about 4 or 5 catches, say about 30 yards.
Maybe find the end zone.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, maybe a touch. My sit of the week is Charles Clay against Atlanta. Now, Charles Clay, like I said, everybody kind of blows their load when they see this guy have a big week and no one has him.
Right.
It happened with Ogletree last year, week one. Dallas scores 3 touchdowns. Everybody goes to grab him, doesn't do anything for the rest of the season.
Yep.
This year, Jason Avant had a big week against Kansas City. They were targeting him more than they were targeting DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And Donnie Avery had a big week for Kansas City. They're both available. People are clamoring to get him. Have him. I don't need them.
One thing I've always tried to do is I've always tried to be careful when somebody has a hot game. I want to see them put together a couple of games. And I don't want to see, you know, I want to see one hot game, a couple of decent games.
Right.
Before I really start looking for somebody. Like this week, I picked up Kellen Winslow. Only because there was a lot of question about Vernon Davis. And I thought Kellen Winslow was the best possible option for me at that point.
Yes, he was your best viable option in the free agent pool at that time. Because honestly, I drank the Kool-Aid. I picked up Charles Clay in the radio league.
Right.
I picked him up, and I kept him on the bench. The reason why I did, a couple of reasons. I have Jared Cook. I think Jared Cook is going to have a big week. I'm not completely sold on Clay. But if Clay has one more week, like this week, if he throws up 75 yards, it's trade bait.
Absolutely.
Because someone else is going to be naive enough to take that bite.
Yep. Yep, you got to be really careful when you want to pick up a free agent simply because, somebody off the waiver wire, only because 1 week doesn't mean he's going to be able to do that every week. Look for consistency. Look for the total number of points so far for the season. Look how he's broken it down. If your guy at this point has 35 points for the season, but he's had 30 in one game and 5 in another, you may want to shy away from him.
Right.
You really have to be careful with that kind of thing.
And look who they started. Look who they played when they had that big week.
Right.
Charles Clay played a weak Indianapolis linebacking core.
Yep, exactly. And for the record, my sit of the week, Keith Miller against the Bears.
Smart move?
I don't think he's going to do much at all.
K- Kickers are like fat chicks. They need love, too. Kickers start instead of the week.
Oh, man. Start of the week. Oh, boy. Let's see. I'm going to take Gostkowski against the Bucks.
Okay.
You know, with the way Tom Brady's been playing, he's been doing enough to get him down the field, struggling in the red zone. Not a bad pick.
Yeah. Only because I know he's going to have massive amounts of opportunities to kick extra points this week. Steven Hauschka for Seattle against Jacksonville.
75 extra points kicked by this guy, I'm betting.
Unbelievable.
You picked. Oh, God.
Shut up. My sit of the week is Adam Vinatieri against San Francisco.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like Vinatieri this week. I think, listen, I think San Francisco wins this game, but I don't know. I don't think it's going to come down. I think they're going to win by about 8 or 9 points.
Okay.
I don't think it comes down to that key field goal.
Yeah, and Vinatieri wants Captain Clutch. I mean,
he's also like 1,000 years old now.
Yeah, but still. Still. Who are you picking for the defense this week? No sleepers for the kickers, by the way.
No. Stop it. Minnesota is my start of the week this week for defense. They're playing a team that's the second worst team in the league.
Yeah.
They have no running game anymore. They have no quarterback. They're starting a third string quarterback. They have no wide receivers except for Little, Cameron, and Gordon. Sounds good. You need someone to get you the ball. Cough, cough, Mark Sanchez. I think Minnesota this week has 3 turnovers forced by their defense. Minnesota's defense scores more points than Cleveland's offense does this week.
Very good possibility. The Minnesota defense may score more than the Minnesota offense, which is always a viable option, yeah, too. I know.
Listen.
Denver.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
How do you not start Denver's defense against the Oakland Raiders?
Because I thought you were going to start Seattle against Jacksonville.
You know what? There's a couple of games this week that you could absolutely say. I mean, that's another extremely good game. You would start them.
Yeah.
Seattle defense, no question. But again, the Denver defense, another no question. You got to start these. If you have these defenses on your team, you got to start them. Yeah. No question asked.
I wound up, my sleeper of the week is on par with a lot of experts, air quotes, Buffalo against the Jets. I picked up Buffalo and Minnesota in every, I'm in 6 leagues. All 6 leagues, I picked up one or the other because I needed that. Because I have Atlanta in one and Arizona in another, and they're playing tough matchups.
Okay.
If I got a spot to pick somebody up, I'm going to take that defense and piecemeal it together throughout the rest of the year. Buffalo's going to look good this week. Another rookie quarterback. They put the screws to Carolina last week. They made Cam Newton sweat. I like Buffalo as your sleeper.
All right. It's not really much of a sleeper, but I'm picking the Patriots over the Bucs as a sleeper.
Okay. So that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, not the greatest defense right now, but I think they could do some damage against the Bucs offense. Josh Freeman is god-awful.
Right.
I dislike him more than I dislike Jay Cutler.
My sit of the week, defense-wise, it's not Jacksonville. Shut up. No one has the Jacksonville defense. Is Tennessee against San Diego.
Yeah.
Tennessee against San Diego. Let's put Tennessee to the side. San Diego's put points up. They put points up against Houston and Philly. Not exactly the most stout defenses in the world right now, but...
No, but right up there.
They're still putting points up, and Tennessee's got a tough challenge ahead of them this week. Surprisingly enough, San Diego's put together some good receivers on the team, especially Eddie Royal, who does catch touchdowns. And Antonio Gates has had a resurgence the last couple of weeks. I don't think it's going to last because he's banged up always.
Yeah.
But I think this week,
he's old too.
It's safe to say don't start Tennessee this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sitting the Rams against the Cowboys.
Okay.
I think Des Bryant, banged up or not, still going to be able to put up some points. And
DeMarco Murray?
DeMarco Murray can do it too, but you also got Miles Austin. I mean, it's gonna be a 3-headed monster for the St. Louis defense right now, and I honestly couldn't start the St. Louis defense against these guys right now, as much as I don't like the Cowboys, but
right,
tis what it is.
Interesting article. We're not gonna get into it, but NFL.com. If you go to their fantasy section, you can actually see that they have a statistical breakdown for everything on week 3 before your You have to submit. You have to submit your teams by 12:30. You could look at the Giants, like perfect example: Giants and Carolina. Giants fantasy points scored by quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kicker, and defense. It's an analysis type of thing. If you get a chance, take a look at that. Again, that's NFL.com. Go to the fantasy section, and it should be underneath the latest for the articles. It'll say NFL Fantasy Football Week 3. It'll just piggyback off of some of the stuff we've touched on.
All right. So we've pretty much wrapped up all the important stuff.
We got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about Alden Smith.
What happened with him?
Arrested again. Suspicion of DUI. There was rumors that there was also a marijuana possession charge. The sheriff's department shot that down, said there was no marijuana possession charge. He's 23 years old. This is, I think, his fourth or fifth arrest. No, I'm sorry, it might be third, because he hasn't officially been arrested on the potential assault charge that's facing him.
Right.
What is wrong with this guy? It's not his first DUI either. I think it's his second or third.
Yeah, it's not his first rodeo. I don't know, but this goes hand in hand to the crap we were talking about in the offseason. Some people just can't keep their nose clean, and it's a product of who's around you and your entourage, as they like to say. I've met a few of the players and their entourages that they roll deep with, and some of their entourages are just the worst. Just the rudest people. No autographs, no pictures. You're at a charity event, stupid. Really?
Yeah.
But, not to get off on a tangent, but, I mean, Alden Smith has to keep his nose clean. You're on a perennial dynasty team. I'm not even going to say Super Bowl champion team. It's a dynasty team. All young.
Absolutely.
You're going to be richer than King Midas himself. You're the top five outside ends, outside linebackers in the league. Outside ends.
Yeah.
Keep your nose clean, man. Put the weed down and act right.
Right. I mean, he was arrested at 7 o'clock in the morning for DUI because he was involved in a single vehicle accident with a tree.
Those trees bounce out of everywhere.
Right, yeah, you know, I hate when that happens. But honestly, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're being charged with DUI. Dude, you got practice in a few hours. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? You're 23 years old. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play a game on a team that is just going to hang in there every year for the next couple of years. Perennial playoff contenders for the next few years.
Right.
You're going to be there. You're making millions of dollars. That millions of dollars quickly becomes thousands of dollars when you're wasting it all on legal fees. Knock it off. Wake the F up.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Sorry. It's a wrestling reference. Yeah, you're a dope. You're a dope for even thinking that you're above anything else. You're not above the law. Look at Aaron Hernandez. And I'm not trying to compare what he did to what Aaron Hernandez allegedly did.
Right.
However, if that tree was a person, we got an issue.
Absolutely. Dante Stallworth.
Thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth. Dante Stallworth, who I have a Saints jersey of, by the way. Dante Stallworth, vehicular manslaughter, was involved in something like that. Chris Henry fell off the back of a truck
right, and
died. We did a whole show about tragedies when Javon Belcher killed himself.
Right.
I'm not saying that it's this extreme, but it could lead to that. I mean, you don't know what kind of a psyche a 23-year-old has. If he feels he's bigger than the world and then gets knocked down a peg and all of a sudden he's got nowhere to turn, that could turn bad quickly. So, dude, straighten up and fly right. You're on a team that you're on the cusp of making more money than you'll ever be able to spend in your life. But just like Will said, the next thing you do, you turn around, have enough legal fees. All that money that you thought you'd never have to spend, you'll be looking for handouts.
Exactly. And you know what? Again, you are on what could possibly be a Super Bowl championship team. If you screw up again, and the 49ers not exactly happy with the situation right now, you're going to find yourself unemployed. And every football player, when you go into the NFL, your one goal is getting that ring, holding up that Lombardi trophy. You're never going to get it.
The last 2 minutes,
Wow.
The last 2 minutes of the show. we haven't been looking. The computer was down for a little bit. Just really quick, Sully's on right after us. Shout out to Sully. He's in the chat room right now. Him and Punchy are there. According to Punchy, fuck the Seahawks, by the way. They can eat a dick.
Wow.
And Purple Jesus is in the room. He says, yes, Skull. Yes, Skull is very, very true. Minnesota is your one of your locks of the week.
Yeah. Seattle, I don't see how you can say after Seahawks. Best defense in the league. Anytime they play at home, it's a guaranteed win. Especially now. No. Sorry, man.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Punchy, you're a funny dude, brother, but Seattle's got this today. Easily. They could eat a whole bag of dicks if you like. They're still going to win this game.
Really quick before we end the show, shout out to Purple Jesus. His show, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Actually, now you can be a mark for his show and buy the shirt. Contact him on Facebook. Turnbuckle Throwback shirts are rolling out. We have Sully on right after us. Sully's going, what is it, Sully, 12 to 2?
12 to 2, yeah.
12 to 2, fantastic. He'll lead you and give you anything you want to know about. Actually, what you should do is you should turn on an NFL game, leave it on mute, and listen to Sully, because that's the only way you really should be watching football until 2 o'clock. So follow us, Will and myself, on Twitter, at TNT Espo and at Tat, T-A-T-T-T-D, Will. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns. Go to our website, tattoosandtouchdowns.webs.com. What else are we forgetting?
You mentioned the Facebook page.
Yes.
Tattoos and Touchdowns. You can email the show, tattoosandtouchdowns@gmail.com.
Yes.
Your comments, your commentaries, questions, stuff you might want to hear on the show.
Stuff.
I like stuff. Who doesn't like stuff?
Yeah. So, everybody, enjoy your football. Enjoy Sully right after us. This has been Tattoos and Touchdowns for week 3. For Will, for Joe, I am Espo. And we'll talk to you next week.
Good night, everybody.
They are who we thought they were.